We're CJ and Q, and we're talking with Jay Simcoe today. Now, Jay is from Saskatoon, Saskatchewan.
Yes, indeed. Belt.
The Wheat Belt. Now, you're an award-winning songwriter. You're also a composer, performer, and a voiceover artist. So I was interested in that when I read that, because I thought you were just an artist, just a singer-songwriter.
Well, you know, I do a lot of different things. I mean, where a lot of people would have heard of me initially is from the band The Northern Pikes, and I played with The Pikes, and still do. You know, we're very much a part-time band now. We play when we want to and when it seems like the right thing to do, but really we played until 1993, and we had a lot of success. We toured over North America, and we had 4 gold records and a platinum in the rock world, and I guess it was in 93 that we started the beginning of a 6-year break from playing. I went and ended up working on a television show called Due South, which
okay.
is became a very popular show in Canada and around the world, and it's syndicated now in over 80 countries. And I did that for 5 years and wrote the theme song for it, and also was a composer of the score for that. And that led to a whole other career for me, which was doing music for film and television. Sort of around that same time, I started doing voiceovers and ended up actually doing some voice acting, and continued, you know, that worked well in conjunction with my composition for TV shows and films, etc. And so recently I became a full-fledged ACTRA member, ACTRA being the Canadian Union for Professional Actors. And I guess I'm a voiceover artist and a voice actor, really. So, and I've just been blessed with a voice that kind of sounds okay on the radio, I guess, on TV and that kind of thing. And really, that's how that really led to it. And at the same time, then I went back and started doing solo records again in 2005. And one thing led to another, and I've kept putting them out. And here we are in February of 2012, and I have the new single, which is Big Feet, Big Shoes. And actually, today being Valentine's Day, I have a brand new record coming out, which is called Sending Love.
I was reading that. That's very exciting. Coming out today.
Coming out today. And I'm actually in Vancouver. I've been on the road for the last week and was in Winnipeg and then in the lower mainland in BC and then out on Vancouver Island. And now back in Vancouver, and I'm a bunch of promo stuff the next couple of days. Yeah, so very, very busy time at the moment here. It's going great,
though.
I'm having a great time. I'm loving it.
Now, you've released 9 solo...
Yeah, Busted Flat Records, and based out of Ontario, Kitchener, Ontario. And they released, I guess it was 2-3 albums ago, an album called International Superstar that I did. And then the relationship just sort of developed from there. And Mark Logan, who's the president of Busted Flat, is a really good guy. And it just sort of ended up being one of those things where he said, well, gee, you've got these other solo records. It'd be great to make them a little more available to the public. So, and Busted Flat Records is very much a record label along the line of what I do, which is, I would call, roots / pop / hints of country and rock. And, you know, I amalgamate a bunch of things in there. It's always tough for an artist to categorize themselves, but, you know, really, and I look at a song like Big Feet, Big Shoes, and the Force of Horses EP, which is very country. A lot of those songs were done, recorded very old-school Nashville style, live off the floor with me singing the songs. And they were recorded at the same time as the sessions for the previous album, you know, to Force of Horses, which was just simply self-titled, called Jay Simcoe. And that I recorded more songs than I could actually fit on the CD, and so I had to make some artistic choices, which is really hard because...
Mm-hmm.
You know, your songs are your babies, and you really, you know, which ones do I leave on, which ones do I leave off? And even though I love the songs, I keep saying that phrase old school, but I really believe that, you know, I'm very much of the mind that when you put an album together, you want it to be kind of a package and cohesive. And I mean, that's really what I looked at the Jay Simcoe album being. And so there were 5 other songs, and I thought, well, gee, you know, I really like these, and I want the public to be able to hear them, and I'm still really proud of these songs, even though they didn't seem to fit in the context of the previous record. So I went in and recorded a Christmas song at a studio in Calgary, MCC Recording Studios, and fit that onto the other 5, and that became Force of Horses. And
okay,
as I say, Big Feet, Big Shoes is the song that's currently out at country radio, and it's doing great at
that's at amazing.
Country.
Yeah, I know we're playing.
So,
yeah.
You know, it's great. You know, I'm super excited. It's a whole new, you know, genre for me, I guess. I've always considered myself first and foremost a singer-songwriter. And really, that covers a lot of ground. And with my work in television and film, I've had to write literally every style of music, from traditional orchestral music up to, you know, rootsy country stuff like Big Feet, Big Shoes, or even hip hop stuff. You know, I can't really do the raps. I have to get somebody else to do it, but I can write the songs in that vein too. So it's pretty fun. But really, my love at the end of the day is to be able to sit down with an acoustic guitar and sing the song to you in a room, and you'll get it and enjoy it. And that's really what, you know, for me, what my favorite style of songwriting and same favorite style of performing is, for that matter. And really, that's what all those songs on Force of Horses are, and really all the songs on the new album as well, Sending Love, which is really started off to be simply an acoustic and voice album, and then I ended up elaborating on it and getting more full band type arrangements on it. So yeah, it's been a pretty busy time. I have kind of two current records out, and I'm doing promotion, and I just finished the three show run with the Northern Pikes. And
wow. Okay, so Big Feet, Big Shoes. Now, that was written by you and also Tim Taylor. So what was your inspiration for the song? I know it's a very upbeat song.
Yeah, it's really just a fun tongue-in-cheek song. And I mean, I've done a lot of writing with Tim Taylor. Tim is one of my favorite songwriting. In fact, I'd say he's my favorite songwriting buddy. If I had a go-to guy that I would want to co-write with, it would be Tim. And I started writing with Tim, I guess, in 2007. And I did a trip down to Nashville, and hadn't really done a lot of co-writing to that point. I was generally a pretty solitary writer, although I had done a bit of co-writing. And somebody suggested to me, well, you should go to Nashville and, you know, try co-writing with a few people and see how you like it, see what you think about it. And I had always been very much a purist in terms of artistically thinking, well, gee, how can you come up with a good song in such a short period of time? Because usually it's a songwriting appointment that lasts, you know, 3, 4, 5 hours. And I was very skeptical that it could be done. And then I started doing it and realized, yeah, it can be done. And you can write some great songs. And it just really comes down to focusing and both getting on the same page, you know, getting your subconscious to open up and get on the same page. And really, you know, I do a lot of instructing at workshops, and I've been on a lot of songwriting panels and various industry things like that. And I've been very fortunate is I've been able to learn how to kind of open up that other part of the brain, the subconscious, where some interesting ideas flow out of, you know, really the most interesting ideas. And being able to open that up and combine it with the editing and experience of just common sense songwriting and be able to apply that. And in a nutshell, Tim and I both really like a lot of the same music. We like a lot of the classic 60s music and a lot of that kind of British pub kind of semi-country rock, like Nick Lowe and Rockpile. And it was fairly underground back in the early 80s, but it had a definite vibe. People like Dave Edmunds and, you know, even groups like the Stray Cats. Yeah, we both just have clicked together as writers. For that particular session for Big Feet, Big Shoes, came into the studio, and I sort of had that little tongue-in-cheek statement that somebody had said, which was, well, you know what they say, big feet, big shoes. So we applied that to, you know, the position of a guy being in a, you know, being basically jilted in a relationship and coming back and going, well, yeah, you know, you're going to miss me when I'm gone. I guess, you know, people often do that. A relationship breaks up and they, you know, they, to protect themselves, really, they put up their dukes and they kind of go, well, you know, either male or female, and go, well, yeah, well, you're going to miss me when I'm gone because I was a good person in this respect, or I was good with this. And it's just natural human behavior that we all do. And I mean, that's the great thing, you know, with writing about relationships, you can, the well will never run dry.
How's the new album different, Sending Love? Is it quite different than the EP Force of Horses?
It is different because really a lot of it I did myself and it was done. They were all brand new and self-penned songs. I wrote them all myself. It's the first solo project where I've actually written all of the songs by myself and haven't included any co-writes on them. And yeah, it's a very personal record. Sending Love is really, you know, it was the whole concept of recording an album simply about love started really last summer. You know, one of those things where we really plan to have it out on Valentine's Day, and today's the day that it's actually out. So
that's wonderful.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. So yeah, it's very much, and it's very love, and you know, it's all different aspects of love. I mean, really, from spiritual love to obviously interpersonal relationship love to, you know, brotherly and sisterly love. It really covers a lot of ground, and hence there's a title track called "Sending Love," and that's really where it all comes from. But very personal. The songs were written really with, you know, I've never done this before, but I actually wrote songs with, you know, basically writing songs to my sweetheart right there with her in the room. And, you know. And
that's, I mean, a great inspiration.
It is. And it's sort of, you know, and she's fantastic too. She's sort of a great sounding board for ideas. And, you know, it really was very personal relationship that way. And in terms of the songwriter to listener relationship, you know, and pretty cool. So I've never done a record like that before. And when it came down to put them down, I had 6 songs pre-written for the record. And the other 4, I wrote kind of on the fly or when we had breaks in the recording sessions, because I wanted to really make sure that I had stuff that seemed like it was in context of the rest of the album. And that's where they came from.
Interesting. And, so there's 10 songs on the new CD, Sending Love?
There's 11 on it.
11 on it.
So really that, in conjunction with the 6 off of Force of Horses, is really 17 brand spanking new songs out in the in the last few months. So, yeah, busy time. And
good.
But it's great. You know, I'm very much,
you're very,
for lack
keen
of another term, a workaholic, you know. I'm a bit of a workaholic, and that's why, you know, my partner, Collie, is fantastic, because she tells me when to slow down.
So if somebody wants to get your songs, are they available on iTunes and I guess on your website too?
Yeah, you can. Well, first of all, my website is a good introduction to where I'm at and what I'm doing. And that is just jaysemko.com, jaysemko.com, or jaysemko.net. It'll take you there, both of those. My record label is Busted Flat Records. So if you want to, and you can buy the songs directly off there digitally. It's BustedFlatRecords.com. And also, it's on iTunes. It's now out on iTunes today for the new record. And my entire solo catalog is on there as well. And like I say, the EP that came out in December is Force of Horses. And the new record is Sending Love. And I have not played in Quebec for a long time. And I'm hoping there's a possibility I can maybe be out there later this year. And
that would be a lot of fun. Yeah.
That would be a blast. And I do remember playing in Sherbrooke, you know, and I haven't played there for many years, and I would love to get down there and play. The people were great.
Yeah, sounds like a great plan, and certainly would love to come out and see you. Anything else you'd like to add before we go, Jay?
Well, I'm just really grateful to everybody, to you guys and any other radio stations that are playing my music. I feel very lucky to be where I'm at right now, and I love music now more than ever, and things are good at this point. Feel very lucky and very grateful, and, you know, I'm looking forward to hopefully being out there later this year.
Oh, that's wonderful. Well, we wish you all the best with your music.
Well, thanks a lot, Maureen. It's been great talking with you today.
You too. Thanks, Jay. Bye.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
And talked, we fought it out. He's the better man, no doubt. Now you're leaving, better be sure. Don't trip on my boots when you're walking out the door. You think you found the man of your dreams, but how's he gonna fill my size 13s? Big feet, big shoes. In mind what you got to lose. You're trading up, but there's a price to pay. 'Cause you know what they say, big feet, big shoes.